Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and one of the ways that we can empower ourselves, obviously, is by reading all kinds of material. But we want to empower ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And this comes from being willing to be open to perhaps different modalities of thinking. The mind-body connection has been a theory, if you will, a belief system that's been around for ages. I don't care who you talk to, and if you study history, you will always find those aspects of wisdom, like Hippocrates saying, let food be your medicine. Well, this world we live in today, we're finally becoming more and more alert to the fact that that is important. Michael Schwartz, who is my guest, is a man that decided he was going to compile some information that you could use for yourself, become aware of different aspects regarding wellness, understanding that mind-body connection. Michael Schwartz, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks for having me as a guest. I'm honored to be here.
Your book, Disease Symbology, I found extremely interesting. And as I was going through the material, I thought, this must have taken years for you to put together, because you really wanted people to become educated, understanding that there is that mind-body-spirit connection to wellness, to food. Michael, you've had this interest all of your life. For people that have not been aware of you or don't know what you do, what spurred your interest? Why is it you decided that this was something you wanted to dedicate your life and study to?
Well, you know, I started out on one level doing nutritional classes and nutritional counseling, and I also have a supplement company. And in working with people, I began to see the relationship between what they were going through physically and then relating it to what they were going through emotionally. And then going back to the spiritual teaching that you have to have eyes to see, ears to hear. Well, you know, when that was uttered, it made me think, what, was everybody deaf, dumb, and blind back then? And I realized there has to be more to that saying than meets the eye. And so what I began to do is look at the body from a symbolic point of view, so that every part of the body is symbolic of a thought in action. So every disease and condition and symptom are reflections of attitudes at work. And yes, it took me about 5-6 years to put the information together. Because actually it took me longer than that, but 5 and 6 is the short answer.
Well, various individuals through the years, Louise Hay being one of them, have followed the same theme. You, however, have taken it a step further in that there is a lot more detail and information relative to nutrition and the balancing of nutrition. And we're in always a learning curve about ourselves. And I don't care what our age is, this learning curve can be expanded. One of the comments that you make in your book is that we need to examine our belief systems first. And I find this so important because I can think of more than one individual at this time who are going through some very serious health situations. And a couple of instances, they're really life-threatening. And in each of these environments that this person is living within, or persons are living within, their belief systems have a tremendous impact on that, whether it is an attitude relative to food or it is an emotional stress factor. Maybe they're a caretaker. There are all of these things that go into place. And those belief systems really have a tremendous impact on how we are going to enjoy wellness in life.
Oh, without a doubt. In fact, the belief systems are so important to understand that even in Jesus it said, take the speck out of your own eye before you see the mote in your brother's eye. And what he's saying is clean up your own belief system before you start judging others about their belief system. And all belief systems are built from the concepts that we maintain at a subconscious level. And then what we do is we create patterns of behavior in order to validate the belief system, to validate the concepts at a subconscious level. So it almost makes us a prisoner to our own belief system until we begin to realize that we are in prison and need to begin to re-examine what our beliefs are and why do we have them and where do they come from.
That is something I think that many people are, they feel uncomfortable in dealing with. It's not something that is easy to do, but when you're able to look at it and you don't fight it, you don't make it a big enemy, but when you have that compassion for yourself and realize, okay, maybe there's some things that I need to change about me. What do I do for myself so that my world and my life, my expression of life through this physical vehicle that I'm occupying is going to be stronger and healthier and happier? Many times little things start gurgitating up into our awareness, and it's sort of like having acid reflux. And you go, oh my goodness, this is uncomfortable, but I don't want to run away from it. I want to really look at it. And lots of times, we find we've adopted attitudes and feelings that people have taught us to have. And we get, whoa, that doesn't fit with me anymore. And that is why I think your book is so good, because you talk about the brain being an electromagnetic generator, and how we can be in partnership with ourselves to create a reality that we really want, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But what I want to do, because you have so many, many different aspects within your book, it's just an amazing read. You go through the nervous system, the muscular system, and all of this is wonderful. I love your statement about accidents don't happen, because you say all accidents in some way are a form of guidance. And I have to chuckle to myself when I see that, because I was having a meeting yesterday with someone, and we were sitting adjacent to a wonderful fireplace. And the fire was just beautiful. And all of a sudden, I looked down, and here was a little penny with heads up. And I said to my friend, I said, aha, this is going to be a good meeting. You're going to think this is really wacky. The heads are up on this. And she laughed. She said, woohoo, that's a good sign. So here we are, two gals talking, and we're chuckling over a penny that just happened to be on this fireplace ledge that we were sitting adjacent to. And I had to look to find it, because I had put something, there was a little ledge on there, and our attitudes about what had been found. And I chuckled to myself, and I thought, we all do this. We all have, and that is an accidental find, you might say, and sort of a whimsical story. But we all do this, don't we?
Yes, we do. And in fact, in that particular instance, what came to my mind, and what I tell people, is that when your mind is attracted to something, that is your mind's way of telling you, pay attention to this. This is a symbol. Because, as you know, throughout my book, everything is related back to symbology. And symbols simply mean, you know, you question something, what does this mean to me? Or how does this perform? What is its function? With the penny, we all know that we've been taught that pennies heads up mean good luck. So the fact that anybody that you all, the two of you, saw it and paid attention to it meant exactly what you said, that what was going on was a good conversation, had a good direction, a good foundation, and something to be mindful of and seeing how else it could be applied. The other kind of accidents I talk about are, you know, you trip, you slam the car door on your hand, you have an automobile accident, you fall down, you bump into somebody. And those types of accidents as well are your mind's way of telling you, look at what's going on. Because from, let's take an automobile accident, for example. Had you left your house 3 minutes earlier or 3 minutes later, you could have missed the accident entirely. The fact that you left when you did and you had the accident was an indication to you, and then you go a little deeper into the symbology, were you hit from behind? Did you hit somebody? Were you hit on the side? If you were hit on the side, which side were you hit on? Your right side, your left side? And then by analyzing all of that, you end up understanding what you're going through. For instance, a car is symbolic as your vehicle of expression. It's how you present yourself to the world. So if somebody hits you from behind, then I would say, well, there's something in the past that's coming up behind you that you're unaware of. And if you don't pay attention to other symbols that your mind is giving you, then whatever that past issue was is going to smack into you. And now that it's hit you, you've got to look around because it is also still precognitive in a sense that things are still unfolding. And that whatever the issue is from the past, it's catching up to you rapidly, and it's going to affect your expression. So that's kind of how I try to help people to interpret symbols.
I want to go into some very common ailments, if you will, that people go through. And I know and have known of a number of individuals that have had just tremendous, tremendous skin problems. And I look at this, I mean, we're talking about real serious acne. I think of a young lady at a bank, and she always has such a dour face, but I know she's a lovely person, and she's just embarrassed because of her complexion. And I see this, and I look at it, and I just go, oh, my goodness, this poor soul, she doesn't know that there is something that she could do about this, and this isn't something that needs to scar her for life. Let's talk about the skin, the symbology of the skin, and I'm not just talking about a pimple that comes up every once in a while. I'm talking about how the skin is a reflection of what's going on in the body, and it's the biggest organ of the body. But what is it telling us? I mean, when you have someone that has these severe conditions, and there's nutritional information you give as well. Let's address the symbology of the skin.
Well, on one level, the skin is also symbolic of a sensitivity. Are you thick-skinned, thin-skinned? Do things upset you easily? Can you slough things off? So the skin, on one level, like I say, represents sensitivity. But when you talk about acne, now you're talking about imagery, because what's really being affected, we have to go beyond the skin and look at what's being presented, and the acne is on the face. Acne can also be on the shoulders. And so the first place we look at when it's on the face, the questions that come up is, there's an issue within this individual. This woman lacks self-confidence, self-esteem. She's unsure of herself. She's unsure of her image, and unsure of the image she's presenting to the world. So there's an element of doubt and fear at work in her life. If it was on her shoulders, I would say that, you know, there's things about her ability to shoulder her responsibilities. There's a real sensitivity there about how to handle things, how to shoulder the responsibilities that she's dealing with. So when you look at skin, and then you have to go one step further yet again and say, okay, what part of the body is being affected? Because there are some people that will get rashes on their hands,
mm-hmm.
okay? And again, there's a sensitivity there about handling situations because that's what your hands do. And then, I did an interesting thing, and this alone took me close to 3 years. And because I've done nutritional counseling and I created a vitamin supplement company, I went back to my formulas and I looked at for skin and, skin factors. And I looked at vitamin A, vitamin zinc is in the formula. And I'll just talk about those two nutrients. Vitamin A, everybody knows the association that with vitamin A, it helps you with night blindness. Well, what is night other than dark? And being able to see into the dark is symbolic of being able to see into doubt. So when you begin to see into doubt and you understand what's going on, it's easy to eliminate it. So now the vitamin A is working where it's helping you rebuild your skin because now the doubt and fear has been dissipated. Zinc has so many different functions. It's good for the immune, reproductive, insulin production, and skin rebuilding. So zinc has multiple definitions. In this particular case, it's another matter of strengthening one's understanding, being able to enhance one's ability to defend themselves so that when you can defend yourself from a position of strength, not doubt and fear and aggression, but from a quiet strength, when you can defend yourself quietly and understand what's going on, again, that sensitivity kind of disappears because things no longer affect you from an adverse position.
Let's talk about arthritis and inflammatory conditions. Now, medical science has finally caught up with the understanding that many, many, if they're not all, but many diseases, are caused by an inflammation within the body. They're now beginning to recognize more effectively that this is at the basis of many heart situations. And, of course, heart disease has escalated at an unbelievable rate, as has cancer. Rheumatoid arthritis is known today as an autoimmune disease. There will be those that will say, nah, that's not necessarily the case. But more and more evidence is coming out with this. Let's address the symbology of that particular physiological condition.
Well, the minute I hear arthritis and I hear somebody has arthritis, I know that this is an individual of inflexible thinking. Their attitude is, this is the way it gets done. My mom did it this way. My dad did it this way. My grandmom did it this way. This is the way it gets done. There's no question about it. So that's number one. Number two depends on where the arthritis hits them in the body. If it's the back, then there's support issues. If it's the hands, it's the way things should be handling. If it's the feet, it talks about direction. And so when you really examine arthritis and you see that it's all about inflexibility, then you have to re-examine what your mindset is and seek to obviously expand your mindset so that you can begin to be more flexible in your thinking. The fact that arthritis is rheumatoid is an autoimmune disease. And the beauty of it from a different point of view, see, because I believe also, and I don't think I wrote this in the book, Donna, but I feel that all diseases are an aspect of personality. And the more you understand your disease, the more you have insights into yourself. And then when you examine where it hits the part of the body and look at that from a symbolic point of view, that gives you greater insight. And when you look at the symptoms, that too tells you what's going on. And one of the symptoms for arthritis, and before we do the autoimmune, is the inflammation that you brought up. And it's true. Wherever there is disease, there's inflammation. And, inflammation is really an interesting process because on one level, some things are natural to the body from an inflammatory response. but it is not necessarily the inflammation that is causing the disease, though the two of them are together more often than not. But you really still, even with the inflammation, because what does that mean? It means that you're inflamed. It means that you're uncomfortable. It means that there's damage wherever the area is that's inflamed. Because one of the things that happens with inflammation is your immune system goes to that area to clean it up. So inflammation, I know that medical community is now coming to the point, and you brought that up with cancer, that because wherever there is cancer, there's inflammation, some of the alternative thinking, not alternative in terms of alternative medicine, but one of the medical thinking is, well, maybe it's the inflammation causing the cancer. No, it is not. Cancer is caused by anger, frustration, resentment, and guilt. And because those four energies are dominant, one of them or all of them is dominant in a person's life, they're going to do certain things. They're going to be attracted to certain foods. They're going to maintain a certain diet. They have certain patterns of behavior. They have certain things that stimulate them that gets them to initiate a pattern of behavior. And some of the foods that they consume, all of those transactions will create the inflammation. And part of the reason for inflammation is so you'll pay attention to what's going on. Mm-hmm. That's why your body, you know, your body is saying, hey, take a look at this. This hurts. Well, now you have to begin to question, why does it hurt? What's going on? Now,
you
autoimmune diseases.
What I wanted to mention quickly, we've got a little bit of a time delay when we're talking. What I wanted to bring out also about your book, and we were talking about inflammation and this type of thing. What I really like is that you bring out various nutritional supplements like calcium, magnesium, niacin, niacide, pantothenic acid, potassium, vitamin B6, vitamin D, alfalfa. I think alfalfa is fabulous stuff. I mean, there is this information that you bring along and you state why this is so beneficial to the body. Well, alfalfa, for example, puts roots down that are like 17 to 20 feet deep. I remember when I found that out, that just stunned me. I had no idea alfalfa had roots that deep. So the nutritional value of alfalfa is incredible. Brewer's yeast has an incredible amount of nutrient in it. But you bring these things out with each of these physiological patterns like we're talking about, and that gives somebody an opportunity to think, to examine, to evaluate. And I think that that is great because that enables us to realize that we have choices. And something, one of the things that you have in here, and I know everybody at one time or another gets hit with this, and it's on headaches. It's on headaches. Let's talk about headaches. I mean, it can be caused by maybe having something in your head. It could be so simple as a hair comb for women that's placed on certain pressure points. It comes from muscle spasms. It can come from stress. Let's talk about this because this is a plague, and women especially seem to have more of a tendency, in my observation, towards this patterning than men do. Am I wrong in my evaluation?
No, you're not. You're actually right on the money. What's interesting about headaches is that they are the result of uncertainty, of doubt and fear. Because when you look at the body from a symbolic point of view, the head represents the spiritual domain. Why? Because your mind is there. And remember, we're taught that the kingdom is within and that we are spiritual beings in a material body. And where does our spiritual consciousness dwell? But in our mind. So whenever there's a headache, the first thing the individual should do is look around and question, what am I going through? What am I thinking about? Where am I headed? Where am I coming from? What's going on in my life that I feel uncertain about, uncomfortable about, where I don't feel I have the wherewithal to deal with it? And so when you get a headache, it alters your perception on one level. It also will give you the tendency to withdraw from the situation because I have a headache. I've got to go and relax, or I have to go and take a drug. And so bottom line is that there's more of a withdrawal from a situation. And anytime there's withdrawal, it's because doubt and fear are at work in the individual's life. So that by questioning, and that's the key to all of this, Donna, if people would simply stop and question, what's going on? Why is this happening to me right now? And it's self-created. You know, you use the example of a woman with a comb and may hit a pressure point. Well, it's interesting that in order for her to get the symbol of what's going on, when she passes over that pressure point, she may unconsciously apply more pressure to that area of her scalp, unbeknownst to her, but it's done just to trigger the headache because, again, she missed all the ways her mind was telling her that doubt was at work. And, okay, you missed all the things. I'm going to give it to you physically because that may be the way you get it.
The body is just amazing. It absolutely
yes.
is amazing. And, again, that's one of the things I found out with your book, that it was there are just so many perspectives, and I think of situations I've been through the years. I think of people that I've known that have had various situations, and so much of it dovetails. And this isn't a blame game. One of the things that I want those of you listening to be aware of, this isn't, gee whiz, you're a bad person if you're sick, gee whiz, this is awful, what did you do to bring this on upon yourself? You want to be able to educate yourself. You want to be able to be aware. Sometimes if you have something wrong, or if you had a headache, maybe it's your body also telling you, you just need to lay down and take a nap, for heaven's sakes, because you only had 2 hours sleep the night before, and you're just not doing very well. So common sense goes right along with this, but I really think it is that self-awareness thing. Wait a minute. What is it that I'm ignoring? What is it that I need to pay attention to? I know people who are caretakers, and they end up with physical problems, and they're really, their body is expressing the grief that maybe they're not verbalizing. There's so many things that goes on. And the body is a mirror. The mind-body-spirit connection is very, very real. I would like to talk for just a moment about the importance of the kidney and the liver, because these two organs in the body are so vital, even the spleen. And a lot of this has to do with diet. A lot of it can be affected by stress. And there's so many toxins in our environment today, and we're having things crop up almost on, I don't like to use the word epidemic, but I mean, it's just at such a mass level that people need to ask themselves, what's going on here? What's going on here? How do you think people can become more aware of this? Because these organs are very, very important.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, cleansing, kidneys specifically, are symbolic of cleansing. And the problem is with most people is that they hold on to the past. I mean, constipation is the same kind of a thing differently. So whenever there's kidney issues, it's an inability to let go of some detrimental thoughts. Because what your kidneys are a filter. They filter out what's good and bad. What's good, they allow the body to keep. That's why the minerals, and the vitamins will stay into your system longer as the blood goes through the kidneys. So the kidneys will try to get to detoxify and get toxins out of the system. Kidney stones are an example of where people have strength, but they don't accept their own strength. And so the calcium begins to aggregate in the kidneys. And so they end up with kidney stones. But fundamentally, kidneys represent cleansing. Your liver is a converter. And because everything that your liver does, whatever it is that you eat, it converts into sugar. Whatever chemicals that are alien to the body, the toxins that you brought up, what your liver does is two things simultaneously. One, it renders the toxin harmless, liquid, gas, or solid. What cannot be rendered harmless is stored in the fat because the liver is trying to protect you, you know, from yourself. It's trying to protect the body from the toxins that are being brought in. So from a symbolic point of view, as a converter, then people with liver issues have difficulty converting the things that are going on into their lives into something meaningful, something nourishing, something that will facilitate their journey in a positive way. Transitions, because conversion is going from one state to another. So you could also say at the same time that ability to make a transition. And some people, again, have difficult times transiting from one level of thought to another level of thought, from handling one type of situation to handling another type of situation. So fundamentally, you're looking at the ability to easily convert or transition from one level to another, but more along the lines of conversion than transitioning.
Michael, we are out of time, and we could talk for hours about this, and the book is phenomenal. It's the type of book that you want to get and have in your library and periodically just take it down and read through some things. It gives you an insight into how you can honor and respect this wonderful vehicle that you have called the physical body, and also how you can honor and respect the brain, your mind, and realize that it's all part of the package, and you want that package to be as healthy as possible. Disease Symbology Handbook by Michael Schwartz. Check out his website, innerhealthbook.com. Innerhealthbook.com. It's an addition to your library that I think actually would make for a fascinating conversation with some of your friends. Saying, gee whiz, what do I need to know? He even has a good section in here on weight loss. How many people are concerned about that? Well, it's considered an epidemic of outrageous proportions. I think you'll find his information quite interesting. Michael, thank you so much for being my guest today. It was a delight.
It was my pleasure, Donna. Thank you so much for having me as a guest. I look forward to spending some time with you yet again.
Thank you, Michael. This is Donna Sebo. Check out his website, innerhealthbook.com. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. More good things to share.
Celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Northwest Women's Show, Friday through Sunday, March 1st through 3rd at Seattle's CenturyLink Event Center, where you'll find 3 days packed with fashion, fitness, food, and fun. Each day features life-changing seminars and, of course, shopping, shopping, shopping. Meet smooth crooner Philip Lomax from The X Factor. Enjoy live music from country music star Jared Neiman and others. Learn what the numbers can tell you about your future from numerologist to the stars Glynis McCants, and get a peek at how the Ice Chip Grannies successfully navigated ABC's hit show, The Shark Tank. JCPenney will give you a heads up on trends for spring with fashion shows, and everyone loves those smoking hot firefighters. The Northwest Women's Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 1st through 3rd, sponsored by Snoqualmie Casino, Safeway, and BECU. Show schedules and ticket information at nwwomenshow.com. Sponsored by Snoqualmie Casino, Safeway, AARP, and BECU.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5000. 5604. You can also visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now. Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. If you want to give me a buzz, 888-627-6008 is the telephone number to call into. That's 888-627-6008. And all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And, of course, then after I finish giving you my impressions, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that's of importance to you. Next week, we've got a wonderful lineup of guests. We're going to be talking with Vicki Oliver about 301 smart answers to tough business etiquette. Don't ever think etiquette does not count. It does. And in business, believe me, when it comes to job hiring, it can make or break your interview. So we're going to be chatting about that. We're also going to be discussing aspects of Middle Eastern culture. There is a fabulous novel called Fear of Beauty by Susan Frotschel. And Susan has taken real-life information about that culture and has woven a story that I think is just incredible. Healthy Calendar Diabetic Cooking. Yes, this is a book that is for those that want to eat foods, eat healthy, but eat foods in accordance with the seasons. There's a reason that that is viable and why it is so healthy to do so. That's why shopping at your local farmers markets with whatever the foods are in the season that they're coming out with really is significant. And then Saul Salias Fassi. This is a wonderful man. I've known Saul for a number of years, and he is a historian. Many times we have attitudes about things because we don't know history. Well, Saul has taken and dedicated a number of years of his life to researching Islamic leaders. And this is what we are going to be discussing next week. So I think you'll find it quite an interesting group of personalities and shows. And, of course, that's just the way it is on the Donna Sebo Show. I really am interested in so many different things, and my guests come from all walks of life, all kinds of economic levels, and they all have a story to share with you. Maybe it will make a difference in your life and make you aware that your story should be told as well. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. And for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, don't forget, the Northwest Women's Show is coming up on March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Oh, it's just, my goodness, it's just a blink away, it seems like. And I'm so looking forward to this. I'm going to be in booth number 405. I'm also going to be presenting a women's forum on Friday. I've got six dynamic speakers that are going to be bringing wonderful information to those of you that are able to come to the show. The forum is going to be done from 1 until 4 on Friday. On Saturday, I'll be speaking at 2 o'clock on Quantum Mind, your inner intuitive genie within. So we'll be talking about that. So anyway, check out the Northwest Women's Show. Go to the website. Find out their hours. Do stop by and say hello. I always enjoy meeting you. And by the way, wear good walking shoes because you'll walk till you drop, but there's good food, fascinating things going on, all kinds of presentations, including some dancing firemen. Mm-hmm. They look good, believe me. And this is obviously a favorite part of the show for all of the ladies that come. It's a gal's weekend, or if you can only give a day, give the gift of the day to yourself by attending the Pacific Northwest Women's Show. I wanted to talk, since we're talking about wellness, I just thought I'd bring up a few points about nutritional things that can really, actually the herbs and spices, they are things that you can add to your diet that really are wonderful. We have almost all of this stuff in our home. And I'll tell you one that I added, and this was basically a couple of years ago. In fact, because of one of my guests who talked about how she kept herbs and spices in little shaker containers on a Lazy Susan in the middle of her table. And this had to have been a couple of years ago. And I said, boy, I like that idea. So I went out and got a shaker container for turmeric. Now, turmeric is a spice that I don't know that many Americans use unless they have been exposed to what I would call Far East cooking. In the Middle East, it is a very popular spice, but they have found that turmeric has some real cancer-fighting properties. Also, it fights fat. Mm-hmm. I love it on scrambled eggs myself. Now, curcumin is the vibrant component in turmeric, and what it does, it suppresses the growth of new fat tissue. You don't have to worry about exercise in that respect. It is going to help you prevent it. It also boosts your metabolism and helps the liver flush out fats and toxins. And it's very good to use as a component with food. It has its own sweet taste. And you can buy it. I bought it in bulk, and I just fill my little shaker when it gets low. And it is delicious. It really, really is. I really like it. And a teaspoon daily, you can put it in stir fry, rice dishes, chicken, or you can take a turmeric supplement. But you can just use it in your food. It's just absolutely marvelous. Cinnamon. We all enjoy cinnamon. Of course, usually we like it with sugar, naturally, because cinnamon does have a bit of a bitterness to it. But it also is very good for stabilizing sugar in the body, your sugar level. And you can put it in your cereal, oatmeal, toast. Maybe you want to put it in your coffee or even your tea. That's right. Add it to hot chocolate. It's great in hot chocolate. Warm milk, almond milk, whatever you want to do. You can also have cinnamon in capsules. I have a girlfriend that what she does, she gets the gelatin capsules and she got herself this little machine and she does it by hand. And it allows her to fill those gelatin capsules with whatever she wants to put in it. And my friend Mary, she does this, and she's happy as a clam with it because she doesn't necessarily like certain things just loose or mixed in. So she said, I can swallow the tablet, and I'm happy with that. And it's one of those gelatin tablets. I know it's not going to hurt. Hot sauce. Oh, I love hot sauce. My husband teases me. He said, no self-respecting Italian would use hot sauce the way you do. But I love it. It's really good, and it really enhances food. I'm a California gal. What can I say? We use it all the time down in California. But there are particular components in hot sauce. And, of course, we're all familiar with capsaicin, and that gives hot sauce and hot chilies their heat. Now, when people have this in their food, and I'm not saying you have to overdose on it because you'll be burning up like you wouldn't believe, but when you add some of it to your food, it boosts your metabolism, and it really, really does stimulate the body. It is absolutely marvelous stuff. Pepper, well, revs the metabolism too. Do you know what that pepper? It has in it pepperine. It revs the metabolism as much as 8%. Pepper was also used as a preservative. It kept fungus at bay in medieval times and was very much valued by people. And, of course, the last item is ginger, and I think ginger is fabulous. I love fresh ginger in my tea first thing in the morning, and I actually grate it so that the oils come out, and it just gives a wonderful, wonderful flavor to black tea. That's my preference. But these things, explore them. Why not have things that taste good, add color, and vibrancy to your life, but through the joy of eating flavorful food. And we're taking a break here. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. We're going to be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you. We offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. I wanted to share a story with you about a woman that's right here in the state of Washington. In fact, she's in Marysville, Washington. And her name is Peggy. And Peggy has always had an attitude that there's always more good people than bad people in the world. We've all known the schmucks of life. I can guarantee you I've encountered those myself, and they really hit us pretty hard, don't they? We hear about them all the time in the news. In fact, that's basically all we get in the news, is how much is stinking with the world, not what is good with the world. Well, it's been my observation in life that there are so many good people, really sincerely honest good people, that want to do nothing but the best and the right thing whenever they can, if they're given that opportunity. Well, Peggy is a woman that ended up in a situation that in a million years she never would have programmed, but it happened nonetheless. And what occurred is she saw a car in front of her veering off of the road and just going over into an embankment. This was a very serious thing. And she is a mother of six kids. She knew about CPR. She had some medical training. She sees the car smoking and she goes, uh-oh, these people are in trouble. Whoever's in this vehicle, if they don't get out, if the fire starts before help gets here, they'll be burned, they'll be seriously injured. Well, sure enough, the person inside the car had been very, very seriously injured. Actually, there were two of them. And she said she knew that she had to keep them safe. One woman in the vehicle, her neck was so painfully twisted that she knew if she touched her, she could possibly cause paralysis with her. She wasn't in a position. She's got to keep her still until the paramedics get there. So 911 obviously had been called. Other people had stopped as well to try to assist. And she was able to get to one person, and the other one she couldn't do too much about. Now, what happened while all this was going on? Peggy, in leaving her car door was open. Her purse, obviously, she left in there because her primary concern was taking care of those that were injured in the vehicle that had gone out of control. So she is taking care of this, and when she comes back to her car, she finds she's been robbed. Now, before Peggy had started her business for the day, she had stopped off at her local bank, picked up $900. She was going to pay her landlord for rent. All of that was gone. Nothing was there. 2 weeks' worth of wages disappeared. Now, why would someone do that? We can't answer that. Well, she was devastated. She told her husband she felt so badly about it. Her husband said, look, you did the right thing. Somehow or another, we're going to work this out. Well, she had to file a police report. And, of course, she found out later, because she went and checked on the woman that she had helped, and found out that the woman's neck had been broken. And if she had moved her, if she hadn't kept her still, she might have been fully paralyzed. But both of the people in the vehicle, due to her thoughtful attention and care, they were injured, but they survived without real serious injury. And the woman who was the mother of the one of the people in the vehicle, when she saw Peggy at the hospital, she said, I want to thank you. I really want to thank you. Well, this is what happened. People found out about Peggy being robbed of $900. When this word went out, the firefighters, the police officers, and the people in her community donated $3,800 to help her and her family. $3,800 was collected. Peggy said, we never would have dreamed that strangers would care so much about us. So they took $900 out of that, $3,800, paid the rent, and they donated the rest of the money that had been given to them so generously by people they never, ever will know. They gave it to charity. She said, I am so grateful for everything that happened. And she said, so much good came out of what was at the moment a very, very negative happening. And she said, it just goes to prove there's always more good than bad in the world. Now, earlier we were talking with Michael about wellness, health, and many times, I know I've been guilty of this, we adopt patterns of thinking or attitude, or we allow our emotions to take us on roller coaster rides that create physiological problems. And sometimes I think one of the best ways that we can get our act together is by saying, wait a minute. Acknowledge these emotions, whether they're anger, confusion, frustration, whatever crosses your path of experience, and realize that they're there because they're a part of you. You're not meant to walk around life being a zombie, for heaven's sake. You've got feelings. There are times that you get tired. There's times you're going to get grumpy. There's all kinds of things that go on through you. But remember, if you're tired, go take a nap. If you are grumpy, ask yourself if maybe you need to have something to eat. Maybe you've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning and haven't put an ounce of food in your body. What are you doing to yourself? Sometimes we punish ourselves instead of respecting who we are. So I really think it takes being mindful. Being mindful of where we are at any given moment. Being mindful that we're in charge of our own individual space. We may not be able to to control a spouse or anybody else, but we can control our own space and be an example to others. When people look at you, do they see something that glows with health, or do they see something that is gray and the eyes don't shine and there's just this feeling of unwellness? We have a choice. We can make choices, and all of us are going to have at one time or another those times when we are ill, when we are going to have to battle with it. But why not take a proactive approach? Why not be interested in yourself? why not ask yourself, what can I do to make this better? No blame, no beating yourself up, just what can I do? We're out of time. It's been delightful. I'm so glad you joined me today. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. When storms are brewing, stay warm and comfortable and cozy, and be grateful for the many blessings you have. You do have a lot, you know. God bless. Talk with you on Monday. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.